Yes, yubazibwe nnyo baana ba Katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
Mwasuze mutya mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus?
Obulamu buli butya?
And how is your lives?
Bw'oliza ku muganda wo.
You can greet of your brethren.
Mwagalize agalinga amakyera amalungi.
Wish them that seemeth like a good morning.
And kigambibwa nti ku makya.
For it said in the morning. But unto God as you know him, day and the night are the same. Unto us it's the morning, and to him it's the day. Praise Jesus much. Himself is that day. He is that light.
We
thank him for that word. And to us he broke for us, and he put us what is called the night, and he put what is called the morning. The day. That we can have a rest. For this laboring on this world, if he didn't put the night, I don't know whether we would have rested. See, even people in the night, they keep working. If
we
didn't put it, we would have exceedingly labored. Toiling would have gotten much for us.
But
now our heading is written the night that we shall rest. That is written there. And that we know it. People in the night have to rest. Even the spirit self knows you as a person. And when the night comes, even on your work, you begin to struggle with sleep. Praise Jesus much. We thank the Lord. Brought us others food. Food of his word. For he knows of it well. In the Amos chapter 8. 11 and 12. There will be a famine. And the thirsty.
But
not of eating usual food. But of hearing the word of God. Praise Jesus much. We thank the Lord.
The
spiritual food is called light. In those treasures. Countable is put in a vessel of clay. As
it
speaks in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Verse 6 and 7. And he said, commanded this light. The light knowledge of his glory. Before Christ, to shine in darkness, in that treasure, put in our vessels of clay, and the much power come from him. Now for the light in the world, we get food of our spirit, and we get fruit of our souls. Praise Jesus much. Yet physically, what was done physical came from the invisible world. Even food we eat passes through the sunshine, which holds photosynthesis. Photosynthesis holds light to making food. Now we shall study when its season will come. Usual food we eat with the
books.
How from original of the word of God. And this is the word we see. Old food eaten with fruits. Designed it from the spiritual world to the physical light. World. When
foods
made there as photosynthesis evolved.
It's
the process of light to make food. He got this thing of the spiritual world, put it in the flesh. As you see in the spirit, we have to eat the word as a spirit. But our souls or heavenly bodies, they eat mostly the fruits. The fruits of the spirit, which come from the word. It's the same thing which happened in the physical world. That the food we see of, and the fruits we see of, they came from the spiritual.
Process the
same process of light.
I hope those who
studied. right there. Because joining up there is what is
love.
But we shall see. God will give us grace.
So
and we want to move on. And we get food of our spirits. Light of the word of God. Even the fruits. The food of our souls.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We don't want any more waiting. But we want to move on. To see our nation, how it's a blessed nation. The blessing of knowing secrets of the kingdom of heaven. To make many inherit the kingdom of God. And to play blessing for them. It's to say that
all
a call which has been speaking of the nation Uganda. It shows we are a blessed country. The first blessing
of knowing
secrets of the kingdom of heaven
and
to reveal them to other nations all over the entire world. The second blessing to be leading those to inherit the kingdom of God and to help many inherit it. The third blessing,
the
given blessing of works of our hands, and to play other nations that blessing of the works of their hands. Why God decided to take us in the journey of heaven? And we remember being told that God reveals me the call, the covenant, and His glory on the nation of Uganda through the journey of heaven, moved in the Bible for 7 years, from 2005 to 2011, in the series of the visions, the dreams, the trance, the azotas, the Urim and the Thummim, the spiritual transports. Some of those we first got explained. Now we show you the journey of heavens holds two parts. We have part one. We have part two of journey of heaven. Take us above the heavens. According to Ephesians 4:9 and to 12. We shall reach above the heavens. And Revelations 20:1-2. Above the heavens we find new heavens and the new earth.
Part two,
in part two of our journey of heaven. We
should
not even try to look into to see.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
now we are still moving on.
Part one,
of journey of heaven. Part one of the journey of heaven. It shows it holds two rims. The rim above, which has the first created heaven, which has the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, great gathering of angels, and the holy ones of God. And in that rim above, we shall see the second created heaven. We find four living creatures,
store
of spirits of all creations, which given bodies in heaven and earth, different bodies. Second heaven holding different forms of mountains. In the rim above, two, we see the third created heaven, spoken of 2 Corinthians 12, verse 1-5. We shall see the third heaven, where there is the paradise of God and the throne of God, which is surrounded of thrones of 24 elders. Now we shall see that in the rim above.
But
we've taken time seeing part one of the journey of heaven in the rim below. Praise Jesus much.
Part one,
part one of the journey of heaven in the rim below. The fourth created heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. In the fourth created heaven in the rim below, we have there seven things we see in the brief summary. We winded up five things among them.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The first of all, in this rim below,
Part one,
in part one of the journey of heavens, we saw this fourth created heaven, which is circular in appearance and it's very hard beyond any iron you've ever seen. The blue heaven we see up in the sky, it's what we speak of, called the fourth created heaven, and it is circular in appearance and it's very hard beyond any iron material. And that heaven is spoken most Genesis chapter 1, the verse 1 unto 6. According to Job 37, verse 16 to 18, that heaven is hard beyond any iron material.
Now,
when we finished that part, spoken much of that heaven, the fourth to be created,
and
which is such a lie in appearance,
it's
very hard beyond any iron you've seen. We saw the second point, we're still in the rim below, the fourth created heaven. We move to see the kingdom of the sun, the moon and the stars, in the firmament of the heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. According to Genesis chapter 1, verse 14 to 20,
we
moved on to see the kingdom of the sun, the moon, and the stars in the firmament of the heaven. We are told that those stars are very big indeed, and they are bigger than planets. We saw their lives. According to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, starting from verse 39 and to 45, and we saw the stars in different splendors. We saw the major works of the stars, the sun and the moon, to count us time and seasons, to move on to praise and the worship of God, as in the Psalms 148, and to stop the weapons of God, as in the Job 38. Praise Jesus
Christ.
Now, when we came from there, we moved to the second point. The third point, in things we see in the rim below, the fourth created heaven. We moved on to see of hell. Hell, the prison of God, known as the bottomless pit, where they imprison all rebellious spirits who refuse to repent of their sins, even Satan and his demons, they are the fallen angels. According to what we saw in the
1
Peter chapter 3, verse 18 to 21, hell is called the prison of God, and according to Luke chapter 16, verse 19 downwards, moves on to speak of this hell, and they saw it's the bottomless pit. According to Revelation chapter 9, in the verse 1 and 3, it's also known as the bottomless pit. If you open up hell officially, the sun and the moon stop to give their light, because it's found in the kingdom of the stars, and it's not found in our planets. Now, all those we've come looking at them, and we saw Satan is not the one in charge of hell, but hell is head by the angel called Abaddon, angel of the chains. Revelation 20 verse 1 speaks of the angel with the key of the bottomless pit and the big chain. But Revelation 9 in the verse 11 shows his name Abaddon.
In
Revelation 9 16 shows the army working hell, and the total of 200 billions,
and
it divide the angel of death work on earth and the hell works in hell. According to Revelation chapter 6, the verse 7 and 8, the angel of death, the angel of hell follows behind him. Those we saw in the third point, In things we see in the realm below, in the fourth heaven, in this our journey of heaven part one. Now we move to the fourth point, principalities, Satan and his fallen angels, who appear as demons of clans,
found
in the kingdom of the stars. We saw their first base
born
in the kingdom of the stars. Obadiah chapter 1 and the verse 2 to 4. So that now they have built cities in the kingdom of the stars. And according to Revelation 18,
we
discovered principalities, the first group, known as the evil birds. Those are fallen angels who remain with wings and they are in the base of the kingdom of the stars.
So
according to Isaiah 47, how connect with some scientists to come to fighting on the world. And we
had
in the Ephesians 2, in the verse 1 to
3,
Satan, the prince of the power of darkness of the air,
who
began the best in the kingdom of the stars. God explained in Ephesians 6, 12, those we fight are principalities, the evil spirits, they best right there. When we speak of principalities,
so,
now we move down on the planet Earth to see two other bases of the devils. And we saw, according to Luke 10 verse
18,
how Satan gets down from the sky as lightning, even his fallen angels, who are known as aliens, who appear as demons of the clans. And they come on the planet Earth, where we saw two bases of the devils, which made us the fifth point. Praise Jesus. We saw the base of the devils of the underwater, according to Ezekiel chapter 27, verse
1 unto
5. In the base of the devils of underwater, the major one is called the Bermuda Triangle at the Atlantic Ocean, nearing America. We saw much done there.
And
according to Ezekiel 29, in the verse 1 to 3,
we
saw that base was begun by Satan,
who
known as Pharaoh, the olden serpent. According to explanation, Revelation 12, the verse 7 to 10, Satan is the olden serpent. So some of the evils done under the ocean, but the major ones are these. According to Ezekiel 27, in the verse
13, it
involves by human private parts in different body parts of humans,
and
for keeping powers of darkness of the devils, spoken in Jeremiah 23:9-10. Now we saw it according to Revelation 18,
it
involves to even sell of spiritual fruits, the fruits of the spirit, like goodness, love, and the others.
It
involves to sell the spirits, human spirits.
And these
are sold by merchants who are sorcerers,
politicians,
governments who are
sorcerers,
those who games and sports, the nations, clans and languages, even the false pastors, according to Ezekiel
13.
Now we saw many things in the merchandising of the different ways that under the ocean. Praise Jesus much. When we finish the fifth point, so the third base of the devils on the world,
underground
known
bankers,
as the underground bankers. According
to
Isaiah 29 verse 15 and 16,
it shows
the fallen angels go deep down in the ground, known as the aliens, who appear as demons of the clans.
It
makes preparations basing in the underground of turning things upside down, saying to bring the new world order, fight order by which God created all things in the heavens and the earth. And many things have been changed, the laws and the commandments by which God created heaven and earth and many things.
And
that we understood how we are to fight them,
Satan
and his fallen angels,
from
their bases where they base.
And
we must have 3 to 4 groups of holy angels of the 7 groups of the holy angels.
That
we fight groups of the devils 3 to 4. That's how we ended. And we have summarized that our 5th point.
In
things we see in the realm below, in the 4th created heaven.
So,
this day we move on with our 5th point. Let me hope that's where we are. We are moving on with our 5th point in things we see in the realm below, 4th created heaven. We are going to be seeing our habitable earth and other 9 planets found in the central in the firmament of the 4th created heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We are going to be seeing our habitable earth and
the
other 9 planets found in the firmament of the 4th created heaven. In the central of the firmament of the 4th created heaven. Praise Jesus much. What I speak of is this. Though we ordered planets for you in line like this, but in the summary they are found in the central here. In the central of the 4th created heaven.
We
just ordered you to know their order, the first to the 10th.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But they are found in the central.
Now,
that's why we have told you.
We heard part one.
And in this journey of heavens, part 1. And we see the realm below. The 4th created heaven. Our 6th point in the things within it.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And we see we are seeing our habitable earth
and
other 9 planets.
It's
to say 10 planets in the central of the firmament of the 4th created heaven. Praise Jesus. Maybe you didn't know where we are found. But we are found in the central of the 4th created heaven, in the firmament there. We are not on the ground of it. We are hanging in the center of it. Now we want to see the habitable earth or the planet earth. The planet earth and other 9 planets.
It's
to say there are 10 planets found in the central in the firmament of the 4th created heaven. It's the 5th point.
Now
we've come up, see them down. After we shall ascend, get backwards. Because our ascending up is in Samaria.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. If it
is
up, they would have been hurt.
We
came from up on the heaven itself, the blue heaven you see, and we saw how it appears, and we went in this firmament,
we
found the kingdom of the sun, the sun and the moon, and its firmament, we saw the kingdom of hell.
And
its firmament still, we saw of principalities. As we saw principalities in the stars, they had other bases on the world.
And there is
underwater and underground. And we moved to the planet. And we base up there. But now we want to see planet Earth and other 9 planets. We say 10 planets. found in the central firmament of the fourth created heaven.
We
come right on the planet.
Based,
they are moving on to see the rest. And as we've begun, the word planet earth, it means the habitable earth. The habitable earth. What we want you to first understand. And head on to see other nine planets.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But remember, as we see these planets,
yes,
praise Jesus much. We know our second point there, which shows these ten planets. It will show us what they have in common.
Then shall
see the seven major things on the planet Earth.
So the point is that
those are the points we shall be looking to, the three.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And we see the planet Earth and other nine planets. It's to say 10 planets in the central, found in the central of the firmament of the fourth created heaven. We shall have the second point saying, and we see two things, two, three, which these 10 planets have in common. In your Bible itself, as the journey of heaven is, it moved in the Bible.
Then our
third point, we shall see seven major things, those found on the planet Earth. Seven things. I don't know whether you know them. Those are the seven major things found on it. We shall not get deep in the earth and visit it. When you read the seven, it will tell you the rest.
And
we wanted to begin from here and we see the planet Earth and other nine planets. It's to say 10 planets. In central of firmament of the fourth created heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. According to Proverbs, we've come study for a long time. Proverbs chapter 8. Start from verse 30 to 31. Our Lord Jesus himself,
he
passed his voice in the mouth of King Solomon. He spoke of this planet, he named it, and say it's the habitable earth. Let's read there we hear. Proverbs 8 from verse 30.
Kale nze ngandiyawo jali ngomukoza era bulijjo yansanyukiranga nga njaguliza bulijjo maso ge olwasatu mu olumu nga nsanyukira ensi yeberekamu n'essanyu lyange lyali n'abaana b'abantu.
Yes, praise
Jesus much.
And see your fellow,
this planet,
and see your feberekam,
the habitable earth, planet earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Our journey began right here. And its name
is
openly indicated in the Bible. According to Proverbs chapter
8,
in the verse
30
to 31,
he
rejoiced over his habitable earth,
or
the planet earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus. His joy was with the children of men, those who reside on it. When he speaks of the planet Earth, it means the other planets, yet you cannot habitate there. Even children of men,
it's
not easy to go dwell on them.
Christ
told us in Proverbs chapter 8, verse 31, that he rejoiced in his habitable earth, or the planet earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
It,
joy is on the children of men who reside on it. Now the word planet earth, it
can't
show you the other planets. We cannot go as there to be their children of men. As we are
moving
on this planet and we are normal, and oxygen is measured, there are fruits and plants to eat,
the
clothes are enough for us. Try to go to other planets where you cannot habitate there. You have to go when you have covered much yourself. Measurements to help you balance in those planets.
Or
when God created them, He didn't put much agenda on them. The other 9 planets beside planet Earth, they were created and they are just reserved there. God wants to make them as a planet like ours. He can make them. Many show that on other planets there have been those who look like human beings. Those who have been on them, they are fallen angels, the aliens. Up to today, some are still on those planets. Praise Jesus much.
But
they have told us in the Proverbs 8, the verse 31, that this is the only habitable earth where children of men can live, and they have their freedom. Praise Jesus.
And
he rejoices much for those who dwell on it. He rejoices over this world because people can live in it.
And
even delights over children of men within it. It means there are other planets which God never delights in them. He did put time much on them.
Now,
most people ask me, so how comes you don't see other planets where they are written?
The
Proverbs 8:31, it says he delighted in his habitable earth. It means there are other planets you cannot dwell there.
He
would have said he delighted in his planet. If he said that where you can habitate, it shows there are others you cannot go live there. And those two we are to speak of them.
When
God created this planet where we are, He moved to use the word planet.
Earth.
And it seemeth to be in plural.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And you cannot put earthes to pluralize it. Even in the Bible, it's hard to put earthes. Now in the language of Luganda, earthes, it's not there.
It's
not easy to say that God created earthes, pluralizing it. You may say, where are others, but the word earth is hidden things within it. It hides other planets.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So, but what to
go back to Genesis chapter 1, verse 9-11. God gathered water in the center of this heaven. He said, these planets, they were made in water gathered in the center of this heaven. They were made from out of those waters.
But
mostly, he focused most on this planet Earth. Though even others were made,
and
there is even the dry land on them. But the dry land is what is called the Earth. It's the Earth. Praise Jesus much. Let's read Genesis, we see. Genesis chapter 1. From verse 9.
Katonda nayogera nti, amazzi agali wansi w'eggulu gakunganire mu kifo ekimu, olukalu lulabike, bwe kityo bwe kyali. Olunyo lw'ekkumi, Katonda olukalu n'aluyita ensi, n'ekkunganiro ly'amazzi n'aliyita ennyanja. Katonda n'alabanga birungi.
Let's repeat the verse 9.
Lubereberye essula esooka olunyiriri lwa 9.
Genesis chapter 1 from verse 9.
Katonda nayogera nti amazzi agali wansi w'eggulu gakunganire mu kifo kimu, olukalu lulabike, bwe kityo bwe kyali.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus much.
And
God spoke water under the heavens. You see our blue heaven we see up in the sky.
You
read of it, it's such a lie. It's not only up there.
And
after this heaven had been made, and it is such a
lie,
inside it was water. And this water mixed with the powers of the seven spirits, which appear in color of rainbow. When we study creation, we shall see it. Now, the first water, according to Genesis chapter 1, in the verse 14 and 20, the first water out of which he created the sun, the moon, and the stars, in the firmament of the heaven.
Then,
water which had remained in the central, spoke it to gather together, that out of it gets plants from them. Praise Jesus. Water in the room above, he made three heavens. Now that in the room below, then he made out the fourth created heaven. That blue heaven we see. After he got to finish making heaven, water filled power of the Holy Spirit, the seven color of rainbow. First he made the sun, moon, and the stars in the firmament of the heaven.
It
got that man in the central of the firmament of heaven. Created the planet Earth and other nine planets.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
What
it tells us in the Genesis. Genesis chapter
1,
starting from verse 9 and 10. Genesis chapter 1, verse 9.
Katonda n'ayogera nti amazzi agali wansi w'eggulu gakuŋŋaanire mu kifo ekimu, olukalu lulabike, bwe kityo bwe kyali. Olunya olw'ekkumi, Katonda olukalu n'aluyita ensi, n'ekuŋŋaaniro ly'amazzi n'aliyita ennyanja.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Kaakati olukalu yaluyita ensi.
The dry land called it earth. The gathering of the waters he called the sea.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
now planet Earth where we are
divided
the dry land and the water bodies. Because the dry land took a name of the entire world and we call it Earth. And the sea we didn't consider it.
We
mostly love to be on the dry land. That's why we created to be on the dry land. Took that name to take over the entire place. But we have to be spoken of. Now these planets, like the planet Earth and the other nine planets, they were made in the central of the firmament of the fourth created heaven. The fourth created heaven. After that, the stars were the first. The star, the sun, and the moon, they were created in the firmament of the heaven. That's why they are a bit higher than us. We see to be a bit down, but not that we are down, but because if you're on planet Earth, you can see the stars in the firmament of the heaven, and the sun you see it.
And
if it was possible to look in the west outside planet Earth, and in the east outside planet Earth, even in the south outside planet Earth, you would have seen the stars under there. And you've gone out of planet Earth.
But
for the Earth in its downer part is hard. Now we only see up. And we think heaven is only up there.
But
when we reach in the journey of heavens, you get out planet Earth, stand outside it.
You
stand on it is very big. And you see you are up, you see the south of it. And you see the east of it. You see the west of it.
And
you see the heaven is there in the west and the east, even in the south. As you see it in the north. And you see the sun in the north. And the moon. Even in the west. And the east.
And
they are also there.
kakati ne baliyo kati bakusikira ensi eziriraanyewo
then they draw close other planets around
kubanga bwotuuka amaaso gatuukira wala
when you reach the eyes see far and you see things very far
ogenda ngaovayo
and you get from there
nosemberera ku planet eziriraanyewo
draw to other planets around and you come back on the planet earth
ni muri okamulega ku mulyango
ekuru mambuka then you move the door of the heaven in the north
Ninga just okuva NC yafe
we to live where planet earth is
okuita ku munye
to pass the stars
kutuka kugululiri kumyango
kwe reaching the door of heaven
wabira wara nyoka
mara it is a very long distance
yesu yabazibwenye
praise jesus
smart ninga tuogera nyoka kana mchira kino kunsi yafe ne
America speak most of the planet earth
wamone senda la mwenda
together with other 9 planets
government is in 10
you say there are 10 planets
yesu nganiwa mumasekati
the found in the central
agebange yegwe lyoko
permanent of the fourth created heaven
manyo inzo kwa likunsi na inga na ito manyo
be on this world you don't know of it
obense iriruda
whether where is this planet earth
ubandiwa
where I am.
Chibula Bible yegamba.
The Bible says.
Ugene munonye ndigeza abula.
Go look for the lost sheep.
Sigamant ninge jitwabula nga tusoa kwezayo waka.
God lost we can't get back home.
Mumakaga fago
ku. In our homes of the world.
Jitwabula kumanga nensi wetu litumanyi weri.
God lost for the planet where we are we don't know where it is.
Nemu guru jitwaba litumanyi wali wetu inza kudai.
Heaven where we came from we can't know where we can get back.
So chibula byava muguru yaja kunonye ndigeza
abula. The one who came from heaven came to seek for the lost sheep.
Ukuzizayo wabe waze muguru.
Take them back to their home in heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Eraga ndigeno nonye ndigeza abula.
And say go look for the lost sheep.
Ndigeza gezambu zabula tezimanjira.
They lost the homes on this world.
Zibazimanjira nga sala na makubo.
They know I even cross roads.
Nayo kuva ku okumanyensi yo weri kweziri.
Where planet earth is his heart.
No kudda muguru.
And to go back to heaven.
Wajo yitaira
ibitoliruda
abatamanyi.
Where are you located? They don't know.
Yubura ba Yesu yaje natuga ndichitamba munanga ali mukuru.
Jesus said that our father is in heaven.
Ichitegeezo vo inova munse
eno de yomukuru. Get out of this world, go to heaven.
Ngatwabula.
And be got lost.
Zirawe banga anti ulindige yabula mukunyonyola.
A lost sheep in explaining me.
Nachitegeera.
I understand. Neba
bachingamba mungeyeri.
Told it to be the other way.
Ulinga mukuru wangamba ulindige yabula.
Someone finds me on the way told me you are a lost sheep.
Nandi so semusimba bibuzo kumana nalina. Kuganga usubira buze ibuzo
lo mtamani. Now you can ask questions for ignorance.
Yes, you must be.
Praise Jesus.
Bobosoma.
If you read
plants zilienda
on the other planets.
Ebisera bisinga zikwekedwa nnyo mu kigambo.
Many times the hidden is what?
Ensi.
Earth. Planets.
Nenga ekijawula ndikwe kugamba nteno yensebe
leka. What differentiates it that this is called the planet Earth. Habitable.
Jetuliko.
Where we are.
Chitegeza zilienda jezi na inga tezibe.
Others are there but you cannot go live in them.
Inatu waga Bible yoye njini yetu. One
Bible itself reveal us. The truth of these things.
Kubanga ni wankubade banasansi jebali.
Even though scientists are there.
Inaba agena maso kuchizu na antiplanetezo zili kumi.
Move to discover the planets are 10.
Yes, you have a zibu.
Praise Jesus.
Na inga echiri wachiri niti ni Bible yeziraga.
What is that even Bible shows them.
Kwanga katonda yazitonde yaziteka.
God is the one who created put them in place.
Banabazura katonda byatonde
danateka. Cover what God created and put in place long.
Yesu yabazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
So twagala nyo omanya amazima agali mchigambo.
Mostly want you know truth in the world.
Okusinga nyo history ne science.
More than history.
Scientists,
science made by people.
Niwankubadenga.
Even though
waliko agali nga amagezi agali mchigambo.
There are those which seem like wisdom in that world.
Bambigambe bibi abana
science. In those words of scientists.
Na neba historians.
In the historians.
Abazura.
Those who discover.
Kubanga bogerwa ko mbunga abamwa abwa abagunja.
As some of your poets.
Webogera.
How they speak.
Ntibamanyo kuogera yoko kubuntu omunga
mutufu. Sometimes speak some things and they are right.
Ninga tibamanyi ntandiko yabo ne nkomero
yabo. Don't know their beginning and their end.
Ninga mutufu mukubira okwa
abo. But they are right in their existence.
Ee. Na yitibamanyi bwavawa.
But they don't know they came from where?
Era bukomawa
and they end where
irani yabiteka wera atia
put them in place and how
we bagwa ne bagambo babi abira by evolution
to say it happened by evolution
and see waliwo kubaruka
that the earth happened by evolution
sine zibao minyenye
and the planets happened the stars
ne batabula anti babisanze webiri
confused they found them there
na yiti bamanyi byabao
biti you know they happened how
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Some of our poets, they say that.
So, Bobosu member say kabaka ichokubi.
If you read in the 2 Kings,
Esulene yabili mwesadu.
Chapter 23.
Orunye ili orokutano.
Verse 5.
Rugena maso kuogera ku planets ziri endala.
Moves on speak of other planets.
Ngachira gandi planets zino ziri mu pluro.
Planets are in plural.
Abura bensi ya planet ya fe.
As you see our planets.
Planet Earth.
Planet Earth.
Ndani ziri je ziri.
Even the others are there.
Nayo kusinga nyo mko isori zungu baba buli Uganda.
Use English for Uganda Bible.
Awali no kubera planets ati yatekawo munyi.
Where there is to be planets they rather put stars. Let's be displayed the English Bible. We see the Second Kings. Chapter 23 and verse 5.
Second Kings chapter 23 verse 5. And he put down the idolatrous priests. And he put down the idolatrous priests whom the kings of Judah had ordained to burn the incense in the high places, in the cities of Judah, and in the places around about Jerusalem. Then also that burnt incense unto Baal, to the sun, and to the moon, and to the planets, and to all the hosts of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That he had put down the idolatrous priests who worshipped idols, whom the king of Judah, who were there to burn incense in the high places, all cities of Judah,
in
all places around Jerusalem,
then
burn incense to Baal
and
to the sun,
and
to the moon,
planets,
and to the planets,
and
to all the hosts of heaven.
So,
the host of heaven is where they put the stars.
So, wakati uwe munye,
now, between
mwezi,
the moon and the stars, you restore the word planets. For it's not there, but stars are to remain. In the Luganda Bible is what I speak of. That starting from there,
also that burnt incense to
the Baal,
to the sun,
eryo musana,
and to the moon,
era eryo mwezi,
and to the planets,
era nekuzi planets,
and to all the hosts of heaven,
nebyo ebisinyani bwa mugulu.
Kakati wali to the moon,
now where the moon is,
umasekati wa to the moon,
the moon,
and to all the hosts of heavens.
And all the hosts of heavens.
Wakati hao zao to the planets.
In the middle, restore the planets. That's what they put out in Luganda. It is not there.
A bit
confuse them about what are planets. Those interpret the Bible from English to Luganda. Those initial eras, many years back, they had never heard of the word planets. As we
too heard
that here, in our journey of heaven, we have the planet Earth, known as planet Earth. Above it, we have two planets. We have planet Venus,
planet Mercury.
Down planet Earth, we have
planet Mars,
planet Jupiter,
planet Saturn,
planet Uranus,
planet Neptune,
planet Pluto. The last one
is
called planet Eris. According to meaning of the stones which make them up, the stones within them, those planets, but
their
gods over them, we shall speak of the demons, the fallen angels, who decided to name themselves after those names, that they may rob those planets and take them.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Now,
those two we shall speak of them. But the planets are there. As
you see,
we have planet Earth, the habitable Earth. There are other planets.
Yes,
praise Jesus. They are there. If you get out of planet Earth, in our journey of heaven, moved in the Bible, you see other planets, even you ask, what are these planets.
And
where they written?
Because
the journey was moving in the Bible. You've seen something.
There
has to be truth of the Bible. Explain what you have seen.
And
remain in the truth of Word of God. And we do not follow stories
of
what's invented by people.
Or
remember one thing, that our Lord Jesus Christ, passing the Holy Spirit, Apostle Paul said that in the latter days, there are those who will abandon the faith and they follow deceiving spirits and the teaching of demons.
So,
if you don't follow the Bible well, and you follow what you just see,
you
find yourself, you've moved off the track of God,
Satan.
And you follow Satan. And you get a congregation of many people, and you shift them from track of God. Reason when we study of the planet Earth, in this our journey of heaven,
in
the other nine planets,
we've
gone back to Bible, see whether what was shown is as it is. But though the journey of heaven has happened, in our spiritual transport, those we got explained. Didn't just go see things just put in the sky.
Move
to see what Bible speaks of. The journey of heaven moved in the Bible. As we prove and see truth of the Bible, be able to destroy deception spread in the world. Praise Jesus. That's the reason why you heard in 2 Kings chapter 23 verse 5.
Planets,
move to understand whether the word planet is there. Not to speak in Luganda, it is hard. You can write in your Bible the word planets. You can't interpret it in Luganda.
Began to tell you
the planet Earth is not one planet. There are other planets.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And you cannot live in them. Wanted to pass in the information in the Bible, lest we shift you from the faith.
Bible
speaks like this in Timothy, in the word of remaining in the faith. Though we hear we speak of planets,
tell you what
can be in those planets, but we as children of God, we have
to
remain in the faith in the word. Though you've heard things, come back, prove them in the word of God. Praise Jesus.
Christ
speaks in the 1 Timothy chapter 4, in the verse 1 and 2. Mind us that we can follow deceiving spirits. If we don't be careful, but to remain in the faith, that in the word of God,
it's
what can strengthen us. Let's read there we hear.
First
Timothy chapter 4 and verse 1.
Na yomo ya yogera lwatu nti, munakwezo luvanyuma, walibawa baliva mukukiriza ngaba ulireme yejichamia nokuyigiriza kwa ba setani.
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus much. According to 1 Timothy chapter 4, the verse 1 and 2,
he
said that the spirits expresses that people are going to depart from the faith.
They come
from hearing the word of God, and they follow deceiving spirits and the teaching of the demons. We want to avoid it like this. When God brought the book of remembrance,
mind
us truth in the Bible.
He took me
the journey, heaven's moved in the Bible. That what I've seen as he created them on the heavens and earth,
that's,
I will preach them to you, and I
base
the truth of the Bible.
So
to bring the story that we left this world, and then we saw planets, the other planets, those planets, and they are beautiful, and friends, and there are people there, and they are like this. You resort to stories without truth, you pervert many. You shift them from the faith.
That's
the reason I've told you,
everything
here on the planet Earth
era nensi endala
omwenda. In the other nine planets,
ezisinganwa mu masekkati g'ebbanga ly'eggulu ly'okuna.
Firmament of the fourth created heavens. To be created.
Lyolengera mu bwengula.
The blue heaven you see.
Ogenda zisoma mu Bayibuli.
You are to read it in your Bible.
Kubanga Bayibuli yegamba nti okukkiriza kwa tulina osigala mu kulimu
ekuti. The faith we have to remain in is like this.
Kusinziira ku Baroomi esuula
ey'ekumi. According to Romans 10.
No, nyule kumi
n'omusanvu. And the verse 17.
Atugamba bwati.
It tells us this.
Baroomi esuula ya kumi olunyolo kumi
n'omusanvu. Romans 10:17.
Kale okukkiriza kuva mu kuwulira. N'okuwulira mu kigambo kya Katonda.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Ndikale okukkiriza.
That faith
kuva mu kuwulira.
Comes from hearing.
N'okuwulira ekigambo kya Katonda.
And hearing the word of God.
Ntiatulabula nti ebintu bino wadde byogerwako
mu nsi. Are spoken in the world.
Tulina okukakasa n'obukakafu obuli mu kigambo.
We have to prove with proof in the Bible.
Tulyoke tukkirize.
And we believe then.
Naye bwe tugoberera obugoberezi enfumo.
If we follow stories.
Tugamba aba NASA.
Like the, those of NASA.
Bakute ebinokulasi ebizungirizi byabwe.
They have got their telescopes and binoculars.
Bafulumyemu wabweru.
They have moved out of planet Earth.
Balengedde ensi endala
gye ziri. They have seen other planets they are there.
Tukkiriza nti gye ziri.
We believe they are there.
Batandise okutunnyonnyola ebitali
eyo. Can't you explain us things not there?
Nti somukimanyi.
That
buli nsi eriko Katonda wayo.
You know that every planet has its God.
Kati ebyo tusobola obikkiriza.
Now can we believe that?
So what way bintu?
Now there are things.
Nga mukama atuyambe nnyo.
And God has helped us much.
Olugendo lw'eggulu lutambuliza mu Bible.
The hand of heaven moved it in the Bible.
Nemba nga tulusoma tu. Kubulira bwe tulusoma.
I preach, we read it.
Kubanga ebiro bino bizibu nnyo.
But these eras are very evil.
Abantu bagenda bava mu kukkiriza.
People go on departing from the faith.
Okuva mu kuwulira.
Which come from hearing.
N'okuli ekigambo kya Katonda.
And hearing the word of God.
Abagobera
and they follow deceiving spirits and the teaching of the devils.
Satan
for life with scientists as we know of before when we saw principalities,
bases
of the devils in the stars, bases in the underground and the underwater,
bases
there wanting to bring things seeming like God created and they teach on them wrongly. Now in warning you and we want to keep you in faith
okuli mu kigambo kya Katonda.
That in the word of God.
Kyavabuuza ekibuuzo.
That's why he asks a question.
Naye omwana w'omuntu.
But when the son of man.
Bw'alidda alisiŋŋana okukkiriza ku nsi.
Come back, will he find faith on the world?
Kati olugendo luno lwe gwatambulira mu Bible.
The journey of heaven moved in the Bible.
N'olwakomawo ku lukukuume.
Came to keep you.
Okukkiriza okuli mu kigambo.
And you are in the faith in the word.
So si kunyumiza biboozi.
Not to speak to you stories.
Bw'awo ne tugenda ku nsi yaffe.
And that we moved to this planet Earth. The planet Earth.
Kati awo ensi bwe twagifuluma.
When we got out of it.
Bono ne tusiŋŋana ensi endala
mwenda. That we found other nine planets.
Kati mbu ensi ezo.
In those planets. And
the
people of
it, even
they have their gods.
And there are
cities of both gods there.
That
is not what we are to speak of here.
Yes, he
praise Jesus.
But
when he explains us in the Romans chapter in the Luke chapter
18,
he speaks and he says, when the Son of Man will come back, will he find faith on the world? Let's read there we hear.
Luke 18
from verse 6.
Mukama waffe n'agamba nti, muwulire omulamuzi oyo atalina butuukirivu ky'agamba. Olunyolo omusanvu. Kale ne Katonda atalira mula abalonde be. Luke 18 verse 8. Mbagamba nti alibalamula mangu, naye omwana w'omuntu bw'alijja aliraba okukkiriza mu nsi.
Olidde ekigambo kye
yatubuuza.
Okukkiriza kuliko twogeddeko
Baroomi in Romans 10:17, coming from hearing and hearing the word of God and not hearing stories and invented stories. You know, many people of you brethren, you've heard people and they say how they went to heaven. Is it not that they left this world and that they went to heaven?
And they
speak stories to us. Now they shift us from faith.
Now,
this channel of heaven moved in the Bible. In this time, it belonged to planet Earth, in the other nine planets, in the firmament of the fourth created heaven, the blue heaven we see up there. Praise Jesus much.
We pass
in the Bible as you see things how they are.
For
it's the journey moved in the Bible. And that's the blessing of this country. I'm going to explain to nations things how they are in their nature, in the heavens and earth, and even above the heavens.
Surprises,
explain them via Bible, but not stories. Not speaking stories. That and I died. Now when I died, and we checked from this body, and when we checked from the body, and my friend, we passed the rope. My friends, those things. This is not what we are on of stories here. Here we are on the word of God and the truth within it. The truth of all things in heaven and earth. Those which were, those which are, and those which are to come. Even those above the heavens, the new heavens and the new earth. Those which were, those which are, and those to come.
All
are to hear them direct from the Bible.
And
we can keep you in the faith.
And
even though, yes, they are a scientist, some of them, who are poets. Invent telescopes and the binoculars, and they moved up to see, and they gazed at the stars, and they saw all those planets, and not believe them 100% over what they speak. It means we are going to retain the faith in the word.
Those
things of our God that we created in them, the
channel
of heaven came to tell us all through the Bible. Don't have a way we are deceived on what concerns these planets, even the entire heavens and above the heavens. We hope you understand as well. Praise Jesus. Those who turn upside down the faith they are passing through now,
so,
remain in the faith of the truth. Even though we heard, according to the Corinthians, here I've passed you why. Many things are spoken of this planet earth, and those spoken of other planets or other planets. Others think the end, when it comes, they will go to other planets. Those who began to build on them, they are there. Those planets do not put and people have to reside there. Now I warn you in the word of God. I'm not here to speak to you persuading words. Where he speaks in the Corinthians, and he speaks saying, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 6 downwards, and he says like this. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 from verse 6.
Naye amagezi tugogera mwabo abatuukirira. Naye amagezi agatali ga mu mirembe gino era agatali ga abakulu ab'omu mirembe gino abagwawo.
Nti ebintu bye twogera mu magezi gano.
Things we speak in this wisdom.
Siga mirembe gino.
It's not of this age.
Siga abakulu bana abaliwo.
Not of the rulers of this age.
Siga abo abeetegereze munyenye.
Neither of those who gaze at the stars.
Wabula twogera ku magezi ag'ekigambo kya
Katonda. Speak of wisdom of the word of God.
Magezi agatonda eggulu n'ensi n'ebintu byonna.
Great heaven and earth and its fullness.
Tumano tusomera ku original yennyini nannyini Katonda.
On the original of the one who created.
Ye yawandiika.
The one who wrote.
Concerning
all that he created, our planet Earth, other nine planets, and things in them,
they
are original in the Bible. Before those of the NASA existed,
all
companies giving things in the sky, the Bible had written down all of them. Because the church we had retarded in becoming disciples,
things
seem to have disappeared from us to be in the scientists, but yet they are of our God who created them.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus much.
Let's
keep reading 1 Corinthians chapter
2.
Let's come from the verse 4.
1
Corinthians chapter 2 from verse 4.
N'ekigambo kyange n'okubulira kwange tebyabanga mu bigambo by'amagezi ebisenda senda. Wabula mu kutegeeza kw'omwoyo n'amaanyi. Olunyolo okutaano. okukiriza kwamwe kulemengo okubera mu magezi g'abantu wabula manyi ga Katonda.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
N'ebigambo byaffe.
That even our words.
N'okubulira kwaffe.
In our preaching.
Ekuli mu bigambo ebisenda.
Not in the persuading words.
Ebiri mu magezi
g'abantu. Those in the wisdom of men.
Naye mu kwolesa okw'omwoyo
omutukuvu. The demonstration of the Holy Spirit.
N'amaanyi.
And the power.
Nti tuli mu mwoleso tukwolesa ekintu.
It's beating something and demonstrating it.
Naye nga kirina okusigala mu maanyi ag'omwoyo.
Made the power of the Spirit.
Sikulwanga
lest
okukiriza kwamwe
your faith
kutekwa magezi g'abantu
the human wisdom.
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Negatabagabwa
Katonda. It's not that of God.
Obo ntegedde
bulungi. You've understood me well.
Nti ebigambo ebikubulirwa bulijjo.
The words preached you always.
Obo tambula mu nsi.
If you move in this world.
Kakasa ngate biri mu bigambo ebikusasira
nsi. They're not persuading words.
Ebintu ebikusamalirizo obo samaliriza.
Which may cause you to get awestruck.
Naga nokwogera kwaffe n'okubulira kwaffe.
Even our preaching.
Tebiri mu magezi g'abantu.
Not in human wisdom.
Ebisenda senda.
That which persuades and entices people.
Naye mukwolesa omwoyo.
But the demonstrating of the Spirit.
N'amaanyi.
And the power.
Sikulwanga okukiriza kwamu.
Lest your faith.
Kubeera mu magezi g'abantu.
Is in the human wisdom.
Songa siga
Katonda. Yet not of God.
Kati labako.
Now see.
Ebintu byawulira n'okakasanga biri ku origina.
A piece of proof that on original. Of the wisdom of God.
Okukiriza okuli mu kigambo ky'okwa ddala.
Is what.
Nti bangambye banne waliyo planet ya fibere kamu.
Planets where we can. It was written where.
Era wabaye senda.
The other planets.
Zuza wandi.
Where were they written?
Olyoko sigale magezi gobwa Katonda agatali gabantu.
Wisdom of God not of man.
Kubanga amba tusenda senda ne bigambe bisamaliriza.
Persuade us with deceiving words.
Onakoromo.
One day.
Nalike wabawereza abamu.
I was in some minister's places.
Olina agenda ku internet.
And one on the internet is a minister.
Naga mambu yazudde ensi.
And he said he discovered a planet.
Ziliyo nazo bazizimbieke buga tugenda kubere.
Yeah, they have built cities. We are going to go there and be there.
Abalala nti bagenda kubera ku myezi.
Others that they are to be on the moon.
Bana ebintu ewadde bagenda bitegekanga ebibeerekekako.
These are to be prepared to be there.
Ng'ebibeerekekako.
Like people can be there.
Niti kisoboka kubanga tebyatondebwa kubeera.
Created people to be on them after they cause confusions in them.
Uluvanyuma bijja bafukira
obuwa no. After they became a problem to them.
Yes, Satan aliwo kubatwala eyo.
Satan is there to take you there.
Abatenga temwene
nyiza. And he will kill you when you've not repented.
Mioyo ya mwejisibire
mukeye. Your spirits will end in hell.
Kati chifatu kugamba.
That's why I tell you.
Tetuluiwa nokusenda senda bigambo.
You're not here to persuade with our words.
Twagale mbo bifunile mu kigambo cha
Katonda. Once you get this in the word of God.
Kaba tudire mukoli.
Let's repeat as we hear.
Bakolins ekisoke sura ya kubi yolunyolo okuna.
First Corinthians chapter 2 verse 4.
Ne kigambo kyange nokubulira kwange tebyabanga mu bigambo byamagezi ebisenda senda. Wabula mukutegeza kwa moyo na amanyi olunyolo kutano okukiriza kwa mwekulemengo okubera mu magezi g'abantu wabula mmanyi ga Katonda olunyolo mukaga naye amagezi tugogera mu aba abatuukirira naye amagezi agatali ga mirembe gino era agatali ga abakulu ab'omu mirembe gino agagwawo abagwawo olunyolo musanvu naye twogera amagezi ga Katonda mu kyama. Gali agakisibwa. Katonda ge yalagira edda ensi nga tezinnabaawo olw'ekitiibwa kyaffe.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Amagezi ge twogereramu.
Wisdom we speak by.
Tugogera mu kyama.
We speak it in the mystery.
Gali agakisibwa.
That which was hidden.
Yakatunzire mu kolunyolo mukaga n'olw'omusanvu.
Verse 6-8.
Bakolinse kisoka esula ya kubiri onyolo mukaga.
The First Corinthians chapter 2 verse 6.
Naye amagezi tugogerera mu aba abatuukirira. Naye amagezi agatali ga mirembe gino. Era agatali ga abakulu ab'omu mirembe gino abagwawo. Olunyolo musanvu. Naye twogera amagezi ga Katonda mu kyama. Gali agakisibwa. Katonda ge yalagira edda ensinga tezinnabaawo olw'ekitiibwa kyaffe.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Amagezi ge twogerera.
The wisdom we speak by.
Yoge nnyini Katonda ge yalagira edda.
That God Paul commanded.
Ge yakisedda.
He hid before.
Olw'ekitiibwa kyaffe.
For our glory.
Kwegamba tuze mu magezi ag'obwa Katonda.
Going back the wisdom of God.
Nti bwe tuba twogera ku nsi yaffe eno.
Speak of this planet Earth.
Era nga twogera ku nsi endala omwenda.
And we speak of other 9 planets.
Ne we zisiŋŋaanibwa.
And where they are found.
Na biki ebigiriko.
And what is on it.
Tukubulira story.
We tell your story.
Oba tukubulira amagezi agali mu kigambo kya Katonda.
Preach wisdom in the word of God.
kubanga ayina wayogerera.
But this is where he speaks.
Nti amagezi gano.
That this wisdom.
Abakulu ab'emirembe gino tebaagamanya.
The rulers of this age never knew of them.
Kitegeeza ne bagenda ne beetegereza emmunyeenye ne bakola batya.
Gaze at the stars and do things.
Bajja kumaliriza balemererwa.
They will end up failing.
Ani yazitonda.
Who created them?
Era zabawo zitya.
And how did they come to be in place? Ye
amakulu gaazo gali gatya.
Their meaning is how.
Kati bwe tukuzaayo mukama abaya bituterekera dda kuba ye yatonde gwonensi.
God prepared for for
us.
For he made heaven and earth and wrote of the things before
they existed.
When he made a plan to create this and that.
So in his
plan out he got to write us a book, the Bible.
He
gave us on the original how they are.
So
that's why we told you. Go back in wisdom in the word. And he speaks saying, if they have rejected my words, what wisdom is in them?
So what demogena kola research mwe bannasansi.
Make researches you scientists.
Namuliye mu bwengula.
And you're out there in the sky.
Mweke bejensi.
You search the planets.
Namugena ku planet
sendala. And you go to other planets.
Namugena mu miezi
nenje. You go in the moon.
Newalwo we mulino okudda wansi.
This is where you have to get back down here.
Mchigambo tubalage amazima gebi
gebi. We show you truth of things you see.
Kubanga gali mu kigambo
kino Bible.
In this word of the Bible.
If you reject the word of God.
Nebe mulinga abanonyeza nga abalina amagezi.
That you've seemed to research as if you have wisdom.
Mujja maliza nga bagamba temuina amagezi.
End up they say you have no wisdom.
Ekyusinze nti bagamba.
It's not that I've told you that.
Nebe Bible yogera mu Yeremia sura ine yo.
Bible speaks in the Jeremiah chapter 8.
Onyoro munana
no kwiri. Verse 8 downwards.
Mugana ekigambo.
If you reject the word of God.
Katusomee tulale.
Let's read we here.
Yeremia sura ya 8 olunyoro 8.
Jeremiah 8 and verse 8.
Mwogera mutya nti tulina amagezi. N'amateeka ga Mukama gali naffe. Na ye raba. Ekalamu ey'obulimba eyabawandiise wandiise ebitali bya mazima.
Bawandiise tetuganye.
They have written down yes.
Agambye mwogera mutya nti mulina amagezi.
Since how dare you speak you have no wisdom. And those who say that your pens have written false things, most of them. The truth is, those of NASA and other scientists, and those who were there before, they try to write about things concerning planets and other 9 planets. There are 10 planets. But what they wrote down,
not
supported light of the word of God. What they have written is lacking. And they found they have written false things. That's why we've warned you, be careful.
To
remain on the things you hear, they are in the faith, which come from hearing, and hearing the word of God. Repeat as Jeremiah we see.
Jeremiah 8 and
verse 8.
N'amateeka ga Mukama gali naffe. Naye raba, ekalamu ey'obulimba eyabawandiise wandiise ebitali bya mazima. Olunyolo 9, abagezigezi bakwatiddwa ensonyi. Bakeŋŋentererwa, bawambiddwa. Laba, bagaanyi ekigambo kya Mukama. Era magezi kyagali mu bo.
Kakati ulidde abagezigezi.
Now you've heard the wisdom, the wise.
Abagezigezi ab'omu.
The wise of the world.
Ensonyi zibakwase.
Shame is captured them.
But
they have this much they wrote on these planets you are to hear. And they wrote wrong information. And a quarter of them was right. All the rest is false information. God
caused
them be shamed for bringing the journey of heaven. And he speaks truth of this planet earth. In the other 9 planets, where they are found and what is in them, it's the journey of heavens.
Can
our 6 points show us the planet Earth and the other 9 planets
found
central in the firmament of fourth created heaven and is pointed on them saying that your pens have written lies.
See,
they have dejected his word. What wisdom is in them?
The
shapes can't come out of them. You know those scientists?
They
spoke of the planet that it just happened by evolution. That there was a thundering, and then the planet appeared to be there.
Then is plenty in that.
In the other planets,
stand
in the moon and the stars, they are there.
You think
that there is a clean heaven like that. And it's just happened by evolution.
Omukono towanika gwakitundu oguwanikira ddala wuti.
Praise the Lord, brethren.
I
am by name Michael. Now my father taught me as if he was teaching me, yes. He told me the planet Earth. When God created it, a million years back. And he put dinosaurs were the first to be on planet Earth. And after he told me, and God destroyed the dinosaurs. And after he made Revelations 1, he began a flesh. And he said, there Genesis 1, he said that there are things which happened before. This Genesis 1 began a flesh. Now your father has a problem. For the problem which is Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 and 2.
People
read the beginning God created heaven and earth.
Verse 2
said the earth was empty and mixed up. Darkness hovered on the depth of water and the Spirit of God was on it. They said when the earth was mixed up,
this
is one who fought it and turned it to be mixed up. Now they don't know that in that time, Genesis 1 verse 1 says, it brings plan of creating heaven and earth.
But
as water was in any place, mixed up with powers of the Holy Spirit, that is the mixing up they speak of. For the Spirit hovered on the depths of the waters, and they spoke there be light.
When
light mixed with darkness, with water, what you get? Yet there is darkness evolved. That's the mix which tries to confuse them. That one had struck this planet.
This
planet will get back be like it was in the beginning. According to Jeremiah chapter 4, from verse 21 downwards,
he saw
again the earth mixed up. Darkness had come back from the depth. God is to be taking it away that time. God has never taken away this world. Others quote what's written in Peter. As God destroyed the ancient world.
English
say when it destroyed the people. People are called world, not
world
earth. The world is different with the earth.
It
destroyed those of the era of Noah that they called the world. Luganda is lacking.
They
destroyed human beings of that generation. That is what confuses your forefathers and your fathers. Praise Jesus.
Now,
the earth has never officially gotten away. It's never gone away. Ever since it was created. As the planet has never gone away. People in it have ever been destroyed, all of them. And there remained only 8 people. That has ever happened.
Now,
and not to speak of that now. Those
who know
between what's been spoken. We shall get a day study of them. That did Satan ever destroy this world before? And God formed it again. That is deception and lies. Satan has never destroyed this world before. And he will never destroy it.
It's in the
authority of God to destroy it. Praise the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord Jesus. I'm named Evangelist Topaz. On addition to the deception of the scientists, I always follow what the people of NASA speak. Initially, I used to believe in what they say.
But
after getting light of the word, now everything they speak, I laugh over it. Some time back, we remember, they used to speak of rocks which are coming to strike the earth. But when
you're
reading the Bible, the truth is that those rocks cannot strike the planet earth. There is powers which hinder them. Sometime back, they spoke again. They have discovered other 4,000 planets. Yet now we hear of the new generation with the full knowledge of God and His glory. That we see they have discovered stars. Yet to them they say they are planets. Sometime back they spoke another false information. And they
said
they discovered a planet where people can be on. And that they expect to take people on that planet. But they are not among the 10 planets God speaks of. Now we thank God much.
Although
deception is much. But eventually He has brought truth.
Amen.
God bless you.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. I told you deception is still moving on. And they've warned us on that word.
That's,
why are we studying planets? If we go then concerning faith, come from hearing the word of God. Those who turn upside down that faith. Now you hear stories of what they speak. They first say they have seen 10 planets. 10 planets we've seen them. Now they say they have seen other 4,000 of them. Of planets. Now stars, they are what they call planets. Now we have been prepared in the word of God.
According
to prove these planets are 10, they will not be beyond that. The rest they see is the stars. But
they
are stars even bigger than planets. Yet they are up in the sky as you leave this planet.
So,
but those, God spoke that in these days, Satan and his Jezebel, let them stand together with their scientists and speak to people what is to happen on them, for it's to happen on them. According to Isaiah 47 and the verse 12, they warn us of the scientists never to follow them much for themselves. Most have moved to connive with Satan through
an
ambassador known as Jezebel. Baphomet. The first fallen angels will fall and join on Satan. In charge of principalities in the sky. Even in the bases in the ocean. Even in the underground bunkers. Let's read here, we see what has spoken of them. Isaiah 47 from verse 12.
Yimirira nno n'obusawo bwo n'obulogo bwo obwayinga obungi obwakutengezanga okuva mu buto bwo obanga mpozi olinza okugasa obanga mpozi olinza okusobola olunyolo 13 abateesa naawe abayinga obungi bakukoyezza abalaguza eggulu abalengera emmunyeenye.
There are those who gaze at the stars.
Abalanga emyezi abayimirira bayimirire nno bakulokole mu ebyo ebiri kujjako.
Kakati waddenga tulinawo abalaguzi ebire.
Now though we have those who are
astrologers. Tulinawo abetegereze mu.
We have the stargazers.
Tulinawo abetegereze emyezi.
We have those moon and the moon.
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Naye agamba nti kati oyo sitani ngaita mpaka we Jezebel.
Satan past is ambassador Jezebel.
Baimireba barokole mwe bigendo
kuba. Let them stand safe from what is to happen.
Sakala we sigeba na science ni bintu byabwe.
Trust scientists in their things.
Naye bali namo obuntu obutintini.
But they have a few things.
Obogerwako mikwa batu mesule 17.
Spoken of the Acts 17.
Ngaba mu abewa mu abaiya we bagamba.
As some of your poets say.
Mwera tuliza dilo yali wa.
We are offsprings of the Most High.
Kale obumu kubwo.
Now some of them, they have remained speaking right things, but the rest is false information. But remember one thing, you can't get one stream, out of it get two types of water, the sweet and the bitter water, and this will be bitter, or it will be sweet. It will not get salt and milk, mix them. And nothing will kill another. Praise Jesus. Though they began having some things which are right, but I think you've heard where they have gone. That left 10 planets. Now we've discovered other planets, 4,000 of them. Come, we take you there. The others are looking for sacrifice to take to principalities in the sky, those in the kingdom of the stars, that they suck life from them, that in the blood. And you come back when you're dedicated to demons. Even some will not come back. Reach on the planet to explode that you had gone on the planet. Those you plan to hear like
mercury.
Anytime it becomes harmful. You can even disappear from there and you never appear again. For mercury. If that stone you bring it here, you've not closed it into any closet. Something, a closet very hard. You don't find it in, and you never open for it. The stone called mercury. It is in liquid form. Yet we call it a stone. You put it in a bottle, perhaps. If it doesn't bust it, it gets out when you've not opened for it. It disappears. And you can look for it, find it where, if you get it, a place together. It's like it has life.
They take
you on planet Mercury. You can disappear and you see your spirits in hell. Yet you don't know bodies who ate them off from you.
So since
these are not the planets you can just go on and you be on them. As we speak of our planet, the planet Earth and the other 9 planets found in the central, the firmament of the fourth created heaven, in the blue heaven we see up, which is circular in appearance. These planets are found in the central of it.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. According to what we ended hearing in the Proverbs chapter 8 in the verse 31, we are told it's the planet Earth. Get back and we see other planets, though they are written in the wisdom in the world that we need to reveal like today. Proverbs 8 verse 30.
Kale nze nga ndi awo gyali nga omukoza era bulijjo yansanyukiranga nga njaguliza bulijjo mu maaso ge. Olunyo lwasatu mu olumu nga nsanyukira ensi yeebeerekamu n'essanyu lyange lyali n'abaana b'abantu.
Yesu yeebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo,
our Lord Jesus Christ,
kigambo kya Katonda,
the word of God,
yayise eddoboozi lye,
he passed his voice
okuyita mu kamwa ka kabaka Solomon
through the mouth of King Solomon. In the Proverbs chapter 8, in the verse 31, spoke, he rejoices to the habitable earth that this planet where we are, it's the only planet where you can live in, there are others you cannot live in
them.
His delight was in the children of men. Those who reside on it.
As planets,
you try to go on them, but you'll prepare your own life there. That you'll be with it there. If you find this zone, they have gathered oxygen in.
You'll
be in, breathe it, finish it. And you look for other oxygen elsewhere. Some scientists have condemned fallen angels who are in the sky
and
those in the bunkers in the underground and in the underwaters and they claim prepare cities in the other planets, even in the stars, that they take us there. But I warn you, you have to leave this world, you enter in heaven if you fall also in hell. According to your sinning or your righteousness. If you've gotten out of planet Earth, go see what's there, not to reside. You see and come back on the world.
Those
apostles refuse us, go see of those planets, yet you went there to see them in the journey of heaven. You can pass our spiritual transports,
or
you can join on those with rockets, and you fly out of this planet Earth, and you move out of it. And you go see of other planets. But if you reach there, if you go there with flesh and blood, they have to have covered you with a special cloth to get out of this planet. For you can fly and be blown in the sky up there. Or they give you clothes which are heavy. Even to see of sin one planet, you may end to see that nearing you. For from planet Earth to go to Mars, or from planet Earth to Venus, there is a journey.
No,
not to go that you go to see them all. Because spiritual world we seem to have binoculars. You are here, you draw them close to yourself, and you see them and everything in them. Praise Jesus.
So
clearly open in the scriptures, he delighted over his habitable
earth,
the planet Earth, and the children of men on it. When we've read with you in the 2 Kings chapter 23
and
the verse 5,
heard
them speak of planets and there are many. Let's get backwards. In the truth, how many are they meant to be?
Basikabaka echokubiri esulayabiri musatu rinyoroktanu.
2 Kings chapter 23 verse 5.
Najjawo bakabona abasinze ebifaananyi, bakabaka ba Yuda ne bayawula okwotereza. Basekabaka ekyokubiri essula ya 23:5.
2 Kings chapter 23 verse 5.
Najjawo bakabona abasinza ebifaananyi, bakabaka ba Yuda ne bayawula okwotereza obubaane mu bifo ebigulumivu mu bibuga bya Yuda ne mu bifo ebyetoolodde Yerusaalemi. Nabo abayoterezanga obubaane Baali n'enjuba n'omwezi ne planets ne munyenye n'ejje lyonna ery'omuggulu.
Yesu yebazibwe
nnyo. Praise Jesus much.
So mu Bible is abamu abalina ez'Oluganda.
In the Bible, some of you with Luganda versions,
mubadde temulina mu kigambo planets,
you didn't have the word planets was taken from there,
which is
you restore it back.
Ng'olabye okusinda mu Basekabaka ekyokubiri,
according to 2 Kings chapter 23 and the verse 5,
nti najjawo abayoterezanga Baali obubaane,
took away those who burnt incense to Baal,
n'eri enjuba,
and unto the sun,
n'eri omwezi,
and unto the moon,
awekiddako,
what follows there,
n'eri zi planets,
and unto the planets,
n'eri ejje eryonna eryo,
and unto the entire hosts of heaven,
kituyise munye,
what we've called the stars. praise Jesus much.
Now
the word planet is there in the plural.
It
choose the other planet. Praise Jesus. I want you, child of God,
understand
your God created what? What truthful did he create? We are on this world, we dwell on it.
It's
what we read of here. Born again, why do I study this planet out? This planet you're on it,
and
where you best get back home in heaven. But how is your journey? You know where you are. Know if you unclothe the body, how to move to get back to heaven in the realm above.
Where
we shall start off the first heaven, where is the city of God, second heaven, four living creatures,
and
third heaven with the paradise of God. Where are you today? People don't know where they are. People are spoken of as lost sheep. Lost sheep can still get back. But those who turned into goats, they are totally lost. They don't want to know. Now we know all.
When
Bible speaks with us concerning the planet Earth, the clouds in it, they are spoken to be the dust of the feet of the Lord. The clouds you see moving in this world, you know, clouds, they are not on the heaven. Clouds are in the planet Earth. This planet Earth, within it is where we find clouds. Clouds are not in the stars. They are not on the heaven. If heaven is very far, because when you come out of planet Earth and you get out of this building, you are out of this building. When you moved out of your house and you look up, you may not appreciate this world with the heaven. You see as if they are sitting on it. And you see as if heaven is engulfed. But what is on this world? This earth planet, a quarter of the top part of it is transparent. Our eyes pass through. It's like a glass. Yet not this glass which breaks.
That's
why our eyes pass through this earth. Now we see as if heaven is covering the earth. At times we think perhaps stars are within planet Earth. Or even the sun.
Those
who see the moon, we think they are not within it, they are outside it.
Now, a
quarter of the top of planet Earth.
It's
transparent. It's like a glass. You can see through. Your eyes can see through it.
I
don't know even whether that too you knew it.
But
that is your God who created them.
Who
you wake up to worship and praise him.
You
even sing songs how we created the heavens and the earth. That you created heavens and the Lord. And you created it how? Children of God are one who don't know things of their God. You follow churches, I wonder what you study there. You study of eating, traveling abroad. Driving cars. That's what you study of God.
Oh,
God gives them to us the our good things. We need to know what he made, the wonderful things.
Amen.
We need
to know the works of his hands. The work of his hands is not in on the car.
In
that he handed to human beings to manufacture them, the cars and the houses. But he has major works.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So what about Genze Komche?
We want to see the dust. How clouds are the dust of his feet. Here is where there is come a mystery which explain you what concerns the planets.
That
if the clouds within the planet Earth counted be dust of his feet. God can perhaps have how many feet? And you see his toys?
In,
they are the planets, the toys of Jesus. So things in heaven and earth are in Christ.
The
planets, he counts them as his toys.
And
the clouds in them, he sees them as dust to him. Dust within the feet, toys of his. One by one.
Nakumu esule soka onyolo kusatu.
Nahum chapter 1 verse 3.
Mukama tatera kusunguwala. Alina amanyi manji. Sota litatira na katono. Ekubori ya mukama liita mchikungunta. Ne mchibuyaga. Era ebire ze mfufu ze bigerebye.
Nchi era ebire.
And the clouds.
Mfufu ze bigerebye.
Are dust of his feet.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now you see the planet Earth as one planet. Within it, it has its clouds. And it's the toy of the Lord. One toy. Like they say, Earth is his footstool. And heaven is the throne. Now clouds appearing in this planet. Clouds, they're like dust in one toll. And another dust in another toll. When we reach to what rain, as if he's shaking his toes like this, and we feel up thunders. Clouds appear dust of his feet. All planets, there are clouds in them. It's not only planet Earth, but even other planets have clouds. Clouds of these planets are different. You'll find red clouds in the planet of Mercury. And you'll find clouds and they're of fire. Yet they are in a certain planet for the stones within it. The clouds you see keep change color in our planet.
They usually
change by the stones affecting them up there. Or colors reflecting them up in the sky. Most think that the clouds are up in the sky. They don't know they're within the planet Earth. You know, rainfall doesn't come from heaven. No. Rainfall is never from heaven. Language sits from heaven. Rainfall comes from the clouds within planet Earth. Rainfall, does it come from heaven?
You know,
when we see in the sky, you see. The clouds are on the heaven. It's going to rain. The clouds are not in the heavens. They are within planet Earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Isaiah 66:1. This speaks this concerning the 10 planets.
Isaiah esula yankaga mukaga olinyoli soka.
Isaiah 66 and the verse 1.
Bwati wayogera mukama nti eguru yentebe yange nensi yentebe yebigere byange.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Bwati wayogera mukama.
Thus is the Lord.
Eguru yentebe
yange. Heaven is my throne. Earth is my footstool. The word earth, I told it sitting in the plural. As if would have said, earth is a footstool of his. The planets. But you think God has how many toys? You created in the image of God.
Does
it know that? Genesis chapter
1,
26-27.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
You're
created in the image of God, in the likeness of God, your inner man and the outward man. How many toys do you have? That to give you his plans, he has to see them.
They are 10,
they will never change as your toys can never change, except cut them off.
So mu lulimi olwa Bible.
Now in language Bible.
Okusinzira munaku mwesule esoka.
According to Nahum chapter 1.
Muri okusatu paka olwokutano.
Verse 3 unto 5.
Lusoso tulaga nti ebire.
It showed us that the clouds.
Mufu ya bigere ya mukama. Yeah,
the dust, the feet of the Lord.
Ate mwisa nkaga mukago nyolisoka.
Isaiah 66 verse 1. They showed heaven a throne, and earth is his footstool. Understood, it's not one planet. Wanted to move on, prove. And we ask ourselves, if earth is footstool of the Lord, how many are planets and how many toys does he have?
He said,
every toy rests on its planet. We have 10 planets. It's true. Those of NASA first discovered 10 planets. And those are the truth ones. And they're the right one.
According to the
mission proof that earth is the footstool of the Lord. To show us toys of God can be how many? In which image of his appearance by which created man.
And
we know that there are 10 toys. Go back, the truth is the planets have to be 10. They shouldn't go beyond 10. And when they ask you, where do you get proof to prove there are 10 planets? For in the second Kings 23 verse 5, they have spoken of planets and they did attach a limit on them that how many are they?
We
wanted to come to see the word of the Lord
and be
based in the sacred words.
As
Nahum chapter 1 verse 3 to 5. And they told you the clouds are the dust of the feet of the Lord. Wanted to discover how many are these feet.
It took us Isaiah
66 verse 1. And he said heaven is the throne. Earth this footstool. Wanted to use the mystery of the feet. According to Genesis chapter 1. Verse 26-27. He made us in his image. He put on us 10 toys.
We
moved to understand. If earth this footstool. Every toe we put it upon a planet.
But
you cannot find the feet of the Lord seated right there.
Now,
I saw planets, there are 10.
And
as you read them in the journal of heaven, even those of NASA saw that initially. Now they have moved on, add on their own things. Now we wanted this day
to
summarize to end here. We shall get back to see the 10 planets what they have in common. According to Job, Job 26, verse 7, your planet is spoken of like this.
Yobu esula yabiri mu mukaga olunyolo musanvu.
Job 26 and verse 7.
Abambo buchiko obwakono mubanga ejerere era wanikensi awatali kintu.
Ensizino
these planets, they have things they have in common.
Ziri mubanga
that they are hanging in the firmament.
Mubanga lyeguru.
In the firmament of the heaven.
Mumasekati.
In the central
ageguru lyo kona
of the fourth created heaven.
You
leave this blue heaven we see, the fourth created heaven, and it's such a line appearance. You see the kingdom of the stars, the sun and the moon,
when
we saw of hell and the principalities.
But this
10 planets, they are found in the central of the firmament of the heaven, the fourth created heaven.
It's
where we are found.
How long
don't you think the earth is sleeping? It is on the ground resting.
The
heaven is up. You are hanging in the space like that. It doesn't end on that. Even the other planets, they are rotating. But who sees how they rotate? You see it? Is it rotating? Even though you're hanging in the space, you first see there. They're like that. And we are in them. We are moving around. Yet you can know they are taking you even.
kati katonda gwoli mubanga
now the god
ensi yo yali mubanga
your nation is hanging in the space
bogomanyira
it's you familiarize such
a god ajitane yiringita
now he there lifts it and sets it loose and it falls down because God has mercy. But let it be sufficient for us. And we don't play in it. That's where he speaks. Let us see more that grace may abound more. That war unto us.
You don't know where you are,
but you can speak all words.
You know
an aunt you've carried it up in a space. And it begins to say, don't form realize me. You are a fool so much. Which form of God are you? You're about to lose it, set it to fall. Someone doesn't know where it is. They don't know how it is. See, I just
told it.
After they act stubborn on their God. Though they rotate them, they don't see it.
So
yet their angels shall see all.
To
wind that we don't see it. If they leave it to blow as we see it, we would just get dizzy. You can't even leave. God has mercy. But people are very foolish. God helped us make us wise through his word. But we are on the world thinking perhaps. Maybe where is it? Now let me give you an example. You are like an egg. You are a chick inside the hen. In the egg of the hen.
You
can get it, crush it, and it is broken. The planet is in the sky. We are on it to every stubbornness. We don't know how it even survives to live. People speak of God. They love food from him. They are the cars and the houses. In the aeroplanes. The traveling nations. They don't study truthful things of him. Bible, I don't know whether they don't see them.
Now
we wait those of NASA to speak them to us.
It's
us to speak to the NASA.
Entire
world concerning truth God created. You call God the creator. He created what and what that you know.
It
you don't want to know. Someone's apostle. They have left it to scientists. And they teach and study them. You
can't
study things of scientists. Friends. Your God is the chief scientist.
In
those the guys that he created them.
He
brought them to you as his child. In the secret in his word. You
wanted
to understand them.
Now at all you
two are in the world, you are
sitting
in the
child of God,
you know nothing. As if you are in the world looking for what to eat.
Wanji.
Praise the Lord Jesus. I'm named voice Pastor Jeremiah Godfrey. I thank God for his grace and the blessing he's given me to be in this place. And that I can develop questions, those which were hidden. By the Holy Spirit, Apostle has spoken God shaking his toys. Spoke of the clouds to be dust of those toys. When water is being made and rain it comes from those clouds. But many seasons. As the rainfall is about to fall. As it's spoken like that. Many times the weather seems to get thick. But my question is here. That much thunderings and the lightings In my thoughts, perhaps which has been small, I ask a question. The way these clouds are thick,
okubwatuka kuno kubanga mukama nti amenya amenya mayinja gano.
The thunder, is it that God is crushing these rocks that we get drops of water? I request for enlightenment.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We
shall speak of the rain, God making it. These are some of the seven major things upon this world. But when God is to make rain, he works with angel of fire. And he throws balls of fire, thunders in them. And he throws on the clouds within the world. And strikes them. The rainfall, as you know, it's going to be raining. And it rained already in the sky a couple of hours back. What you see as clouds, it's already rained, it's on the way coming. If you see like it's going to rain, don't go. When you see clouds, it's about dark
and
the rainfall is in the sky, but it's raining quick to reach down.
Because
they come from up and bigger stones. They come being vanishing, melting.
There
are those specks that are big. And they pass away, they don't get melted. And they knock those heads. Now what happened with your start of it? Some of major seven things we are to see on this planet. That is the rainwater and the oxygen we breathe. They move three of them. One of the major things on it which make it habitable. The issue of the rain, we shall know them. Wait a little.
But
angel of fire spoke in Revelation 14 and verse 16.
It,
those strikes of thunders of fire and strikes clouds which had gotten solid and it break and it begins to rain.
And
you get it after 2 hours, it's reached the world. You see, as if it's night, yet it's in the sky, it's up to the firmament of the world. According to the place measured,
even
an angel of water is involved in them. In the Revelation 16, we shall speak of him. They go there, use Job, change to balance the clouds. Let this go here. When you see them run, it's going to be raining. They take them where? I think they ran in East Africa. But which place? And they gathered them there. What is in the firmament of the heaven? In the firmament of this earth. You just see, and it's raining.
Because
when you see God, you make us be burnt in sunshine, we ask it from you. You make rainfall, and he pours rainfall.
Don't
stop the rainfall, it's much in our houses. It's destroyed food. Understanding, you don't know what you ask for. Praise the Lord. Apostle, you've spoken of the angel of winger of water. My question says, this wind blowing in the world, if it blows in the world,
if
you
see
the wind of this, you don't understand again. You see revelations. Four angels hold four corners of the world. All that these things as if they are posed there.
But
means as I speak of now, we are about to reach America has been. in the morning. It's where we are going to be in the evening. Even another is something I knew of. It's in the Arab nations.
Dubai.
Now, the sunshine there shines, but it shines simple sunshine, not much. In it shining, there's no cold evolved and doesn't bring rainfall. Not to bring rainfall.
These
people in Dubai make rainfall by themselves. They can throw stones by 3 days, they refuse still. Until it falls. That is laboring and toiling.
Yes,
it rains, but not much. Like 3-4 days.
And
comes down.
But
do you know tunnies of ice, they move out to the sky? That is there. And another I request. Ask me. I request. And you make a form of seminar. And you call pastors for that, those without knowledge. And they are in confusions. We tired. There are those you watch on radio. There are those you hear.
Amen.
Let your request reach the Savior through the Holy Spirit and reach the Father.
And
make preparations which are good. You will make them. Make them, you two will say, thank you, Lord. You've made conferences. He's called your pastors. You've made them disciples.
Indeed.
Them two are moving out to teach. Now your promise will come to pass in the name of Jesus. You know we are ambassadors of God. But to be an ambassador of God, yet you don't understand well.
And
speak of God, things not on his standard. Yet your God is the wise one. How do you become an ambassador of that, your God?
Yes, he was over Uganda.
Praise Jesus, brethren.
Amanya Karugaba John.
Amnem Karugaba John.
The new creation.
Echitonde Chicha.
Amina. Mutume den Sabakumanya.
Apostle, I request to know.
Munsi Ezabo Arabu.
In the Arab nations.
Umusana Gubeira Munji.
Sunshine is too much there.
Kagamba Nebo Imira Kumpi Nechizimbe.
Though you stand close to the building.
Chiko Changari Tanuru.
Will burn you like a killing.
Kati. Ngabwe tumanyi nti ebiwawatira bya ba malaika.
As we know the wings of the angels.
They are transparent.
They are what are transparent.
Nti omusana bwe guva ku nyuba.
The wind sunshine comes from the sun.
Bigo controlling.
It controls it.
Mbade nsaba kumanya.
I request to know.
Kateri yobikola yobitya.
Now how do they work there?
Ebiwawatira.
Those wings.
Atene chibera different.
And here it is different.
Amen. Yes,
praise Jesus.
Job
38.
What do you want to equator?
Is the rope called the equator? Where it passes to balance up the nations of the world. It's what compares the rainfall to fall and the sunshine to be there. For that rope.
Lines
the wings of the angels which cross in the middle of the planet on the planet Earth. It cross from up downwards. That rope.
It
separates nations in the north and planets in the south.
But
the south
are
made this hand and this hand. Now the rope makes the east and the west. Nations in the north experience a different condition, even those in the south.
We
shall see when we see the commonality these planets have.
Kubanga zona zeto oranjo.
For all around them. Sun, but they have that robe spoken of in Job
38
verse 4 and 5. Job 38 verse
4. Yatulobanga olina okutegeera. Olunyolo kutano. Ani yateesa ebigera byayo obanga omanyi. Obani yajigerera omugwa.
Waliwo omugwa line wano bagikwesa.
There is a line.
Line eyo mugiyita equator.
That line is called the equator.
Eyitako ni wano mu Uganda.
Even passes Uganda.
Kayabwe.
Yakai Masaka. Road. Kayabwe.
Line eyo yetu divide.
That line divides. But Bible shows it. Some of the great things on this world.
Determined
how we rotate this world. How we rotate the cycle of the rotation of the
earth.
They are in that line. That we call equator.
Where stretched
the earth separate the northern part and the southern. Those planets are determined over those words. That we shall see. I don't want us to go deep in them. They are a bit ahead. But I've shown you the line. The Job 38. Verse 5 mostly. That line determining us. Where sunshine is too much. And they don't get rain proper. Those who get good sunshine and the sun to God, they based on that line. Bible marks it very well. Upon which they stretch the earth as you join here. This room has a part here
and here.
But what joins the middle of them to come? Even the world is like that.
It's
a rod. A line passing the middle. Divide the plants in the middle and the north. South
east and west.
The rope is what shows us east and west. I don't know if you've understood it.
Amen.
You say now you teach a science, apostle? Tell us to take it. You're going to take blessings as God. But they pass through the word.
Amen.
The more you know God, gives you much power
to
be able to gather all blessings. Riches, knowledge put in the vessel of clay, and the much power come from God. How can it fail to give you good things? As we wind up because of time,
I'm
briefly back in Job
26:7.
Job 26
verse
7.
You know the earth was put in the space. Water in the clouds of the earth in the firmament of it. And it don't get torn to rain in seasons not told them. What surprises most? According to Job 28, in the verse 5, the earth is rotating. This we are
to
see them next Sunday.
Job 28
verse
5.
Earth out of it comes food. It turns, rotates around. Anytime it rotates down itself, there are fire in there. There is making food involved. It comes from the ground. Yeah, steps long.
Some
seven things you see in the planet are the food and the fruits. But it's rotating and we are inside it.
and
runs quick. Yet we see everything is okay. God made much authority. We as children of God, it required us to know this. We are the true seekers of God.
And
we have the book of the seekers, the Bible. Through which we seek what concerns our God, and we, even
the
all creation in heaven and earth, even above heaven is where we dwell before, and know everything well, and we see the good things of our God.
So,
according to Job 28, in the verse 5 downwards, earth is always rotating,
and
it that you see makes a serious fire. A fire which makes up food.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let me end with you. Praise the Lord, brethren. I'm by name Christine. I request for enlightenment. We see the earth is circular.
You're
new, we've not heard. It will lead there. You speak. We see the earth is rotating like that. After. The earth, as you see it, it is like this. If it is a sun, it rotates around it. There are other planets.
There are stars,
the firmament of the heaven, the sun and the moon on all sides.
Then
you pass the stars, you go to heaven.
It
rotates. It doesn't rotate up like that. It's rotating like this. If it will turn upside down, then how could we be in it? This will happen at the end. According to Isaiah 24
says,
shift from the rotations of normal. It will turn upside down. What is up will get downwards. And we'll be they will be powered. They will be powered from up and they go up downwards.
And we run out
to the Armageddon. What's called the empty space. And all stars, there are no more there things there. In Isaiah 24, that day it will change.
With
the beginning of Eddie,
it
rotated clockwise. Like that.
Yes, we are.
Jesus on the cross, it turned again. It's not changed that it will be turned upside down. That's why in BC, they counted years from the big. 100, 99, downwards. That is clockwise. Now we are anti-clockwise from small moving up. Those two happened. But on the day of the end, it has to be turned upside down. And then you see. But now it's rotating just. You have to understand that next Sunday. One who tests it's rotating. When you go out to your home, you go outside, begin to rotate yourself quick. After you will stand, you will see, you begin to see the world is moving. You stand like this.
Remember,
as if you chase its space. You are chasing. What it does, it shows you what it is. It wants to throw you to its system, how it's moving. But the system is invisible. It holds powers of gravity. Anytime you rotate yourself quick like that, As you stand, they are still taking you. The earth is rotating. That we shall see it. May God bless you. We shall come to see the 10 planets, how they are, how they look like, how what they have in common. Seven things on the planet Earth. May God bless you. Thank you for coming. Let's move to the next services.